Good morning and welcome to 321 Radio Station. I'm Lola.
And I'm Carla, and today's topic is gender-based violence. We will be answering all your calls, so if you have a question about gender-based violence, don't be afraid to call us on 1300 222.
We have our first caller of the day. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hello, I'd like to remain anonymous.
That's okay, what's your question?
What is gender-based violence?
What a great question. Gender-based violence is violence directed towards his or her sex or gender identity. It includes physical, sexual, verbal, emotional, threats, or economic or educational withdrawal.
If you don't mind, could you give me some more examples of gender-based violence?
Some examples of gender-based violence are catcalling, rape, child marriage, sexual abuse, both physical and emotional, and unfair play.
Thank you for explaining it to me. I understand it way more now.
No problem. We are happy to help.
While we wait for our next caller, we are going to explain how to prevent gender-based violence.
A few things you can do to prevent gender-based violence are educate yourself and others about gender-based violence. Use your voice on social media to bring awareness to gender-based violence, and also sponsor a woman survivor of conflict and war. Hello, and who are we speaking with?
Hello, my name is Millie.
Hey Millie, what can we help you with today?
My question is, what are the impacts of gender-based violence?
Great question. While women are usually the immediate victims of gender-based violence, the consequences of gender-based violence extend beyond the victim to the society as a whole. Gender violence threatens family structures. Children suffer emotional damage. Increased poverty and negative social repercussions are contributing factors.
Psychological scars often delay the establishment of healthy and rewarding relationships in the future. Victims of gender-based violence may vent their frustrations on their children and others, thereby transmitting and intensifying the negative experiences on those around them. It is in these ways that violence is reproduced.
Thank you for all your help.
No problem. Goodbye. At the moment, we are not going to answer any more phone calls, but we are going to talk about the countries that have the most violence. Most of the violence that are in other countries are against women. No matter how stereotypical it sounds, the statistics simply show that women are most likely to endure gender-based violence.
The worst country for women to be in is Syria. Since March 2011, Syria has been referred to as the worst humanitarian disaster of our time. Rape and torture in secret prisons and gender-based violence is reported every day.
The second worst country for women to be in is Afghanistan. According to Human Rights Watch report, only 37% of Afghan women are literate. A third of the girls are married before they turn 18 and sometimes forced out of education. The country's maternal mortality rate is high, and women's civil liberties are overall restricted.
According to the United Nations Population Fund, approximately 2.6 million women and girls in Yemen are at risk of gender-based violence, with 52,000 women at risk of sexual violence, including rape. According to the World Report in 2017, women in Yemen do not have equal rights to divorce, inheritance, or child custody as men in Yemen.
Statistics show that 1 in 6 women have experienced physical and or sexual violence by a current or previous partner. 1 in 6 women have experienced emotional abuse by a current or previous partner. 1 in 5 women have been sexually assaulted and or threatened. If you compare the statistics between men and women, there is a drastic difference. 1 in 16 men have experienced physical and or sexual violence by a current or previous partner. 1 in 6 men have experienced emotional abuse by a current or previous partner, and 1 in 20 men have been sexually assaulted and or threatened. Have you heard of the hashtag MeToo movement?
Yeah, so the hashtag MeToo movement is something that people post on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and they share their stories about sexual harassment and rape and gender-based violence.
Over the last few years, the Me Too movement and many other movements have risen and have made a big difference for gender-based violence and any violence against women globally.
So if you're willing to get involved, all you have to do is post your story on social media and add the hashtag MeToo to help stop gender-based violence.
While we're talking about the hashtag MeToo movement, we have a special guest, Veronica, to tell us her story.
Hi, my name's Veronica. When I was 15 years old, I was sexually assaulted
by my teacher. I didn't know what to do at the time, so I sought for help and I found the Me Too movement online. This experience really affected me physically and emotionally. It impacted my whole life and everyone in my family. I then connected with some of the people that also posted on the Me Too movement, and I've become really close with those people.
Thank you, Veronica, for sharing your story.
No problem. If you want to find out any more, visit metoomovement.org.
This brings us to the end of our segment.
There are so many other people out there like Veronica, so we hope you share your stories on the Me Too movement.
Goodbye.
Next up, we have a special guest, Ariana Grande.